are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It's the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it's Bree. Good morning, Bree.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, doing my best to keep Toasty warm. How about yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's been a little difficult lately.
It has. This cold stretch should be kind of finally wrapping up today, so we'll keep our fingers crossed that that is the case. But while people are inside trying to stay warm, you've got some fun and interesting things coming up, including the Discovery Series.
Yes, and actually, I do have an idea for people. While it is still cold enough, mm-hmm. if you go outside, actually, I just saw the National Weather Service in Aberdeen had a great picture on Facebook. They took out a bowl of ramen, and they pulled up the noodles with the chopsticks and held them as it froze. And then they have a photo of these noodles suspended outside of the bowl with the chopsticks in them because it was so cold to froze the noodles.
Oh, goodness.
So you can do some kind of fun things outside. You just need to make sure you bundle up well. One of the coolest ones I've seen is where somebody took a pan of boiling water outside, and then they tossed it up into the air in an arc kind of over their head. And as the water sprays out of the pot, it obviously evaporates very quickly and kind of creates these really crazy looking cloudbursts as the water spray moves around in the air.
Right.
So that's another fun thing to do while it's still cold. We have a series where we just started in January called the Discovery Series. And this is coinciding with an opportunity that we have for people in the community to be able to watch some museum quality documentaries that they can stream from the comfort of their own home for only 99 cents a movie. And this is available through the end of May. And the movies cover topics including tropical reefs, ancient Egypt, ancient China, the Arctic, dinosaurs, and oceans. So we have a theme every month, basically to kind of coincide with one of those documentaries. And February is the Tropical Reef Month. And so we've been focusing a lot on the Great Barrier Reef in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's an interesting trivia for you. This is the part that just kind of astounds me about the size of that reef. My family lives in Washington State, and I think it's about 1,700 miles for me to drive from my door to my mom. And the Great Barrier Reef is 1,400 miles. So I could almost make it to my mom.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty much going all the way from South Dakota to, to Idaho, basically. Like, that's a really, quite a distance.
It really is. So you're going to be doing some dissecting, I hear?
Yes. So we, one of the things that we're doing is we have a program called Discovery on Tap, and these happen every month on a Sunday. And this coming Sunday, on the 21st, our special guest will be a squid scientist, and she is going to guide us through a dissection of a squid. And so we have people who ordered squids ahead of time, so they have them in their own home with their dissection tools. I have one, and we'll be Zooming this. So even if people don't have a squid to dissect that they want to watch, it should be pretty entertaining. And also, this will be available after the live stream, so if people miss it but then want to still do this activity with their kids, they could still order a squid and be able to watch the video after it's been recorded.
Oh, okay.
And then next Tuesday is our book club, and we will be talking about a book called The Reef, which is about the Great Barrier Reef. So every month we have a Science on Tap on a Sunday, and then we have a book discussion on a Tuesday.
Oh, very nice. And, of course, we're almost out of February because it goes by so quick. So what's coming up for us in March?
So March, we're going to focus on ancient Egypt. Our guest for our Discovery on Tap series will be somebody who is researching different parts of the Egyptian culture from ancient Egypt. And We will have a special event during the early out day in March that focuses on some of the STEM behind building pyramids and papyrus paper and paper making. And that event will be offered to kids in the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA during the school hours when school is dismissed. But then we also will extend our hours in the evening to open up the center to families to come in to also be able to participate in those activities. And that's been a lot of fun. We did one last week about tropical reefs. And so in March, we'll do paper making. We'll do some activities around pyramid building. And our book for March is called A Border Passage by Leila Ahmed. And that information is all available on our website and on our Facebook page. The book club, basically, we just meet via Zoom. Mm-hmm. So the trickiest part is getting your book with enough time that you can read it.
True. I can understand that. But sounds like really fun and interesting things coming up here in March.
Yes. And then we also have a new preschool program on Fridays, which has been really exciting. And it is currently full, but we will be setting up a new season for that in May. So families are interested in that program, they should keep kind of keeping their eyes open for when we announce that we're enrolling again.
Sounds good. So folks need to be part of the South Dakota Discovery Center. They can follow you on Facebook, online, and if they have any questions, I'm sure they can always give you a call, right?
Yes. So you can call us at 224-8295, and you can also visit us on the web at sd-discovery.org.
Sounds great. All right, Bree. Well, keep warm and enjoy discovering the reef. There's all kinds of fun stuff happening there.
I know. I actually really wish I was able to just really go swim in one right now where it's nice and warm and not so cold.
Yeah, that would be very, very nice. All right. You have a great day, Bree. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. There's Bree from the Discovery Center. If you want to find out more, sd-discovery.org. They've got some great things happening there at the Discovery Center. And there is People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare.